can sit up straight, keeping your spine erect and vertical. Close your eyes and take your time now and take one very deep, slow breath. And I want you to draw air in from the base of your spine all the way to the top of your head. And as you inhale, hold it at the top of your head. And as you exhale, relax. Again, one very deep, very slow breath. Inhale through your nose. And as you draw that air in, allow the energy to move all the way up from the base of your spine to the top of your head. And hold it at the top of your head. And as you exhale now, relax. And one more very deep, very slow breath. And I want you to draw that energy from the base of your spine all the way to the top of your head. In one slow breath through your nose. And hold it all the way at the top. And as you exhale now, relax. Stay present. And now, can you become aware of the space that your lips occupy in space? And can you sense the volume of space that your lips are in? In space. And now, can you feel the space that your jaw occupies in space? And can you notice the volume of space that your entire jaw is in? In space. And now, can you feel the space that your cheeks occupy in space. And can you sense the density of space that your cheeks are in? In space. And now, can you become aware of the space that your nose occupies in space? And can you sense the volume of space that your entire nose is in? In space. Now, can you feel the space that your eyes occupy in space? And can you sense the volume of space that your eyes are in? In space. And now, can you pay attention to the space that your entire forehead occupies in space, all the way to your temples? Can you sense the volume of space that your entire forehead is in? In space. And now, can you notice the space that your entire face occupies in space? And can you sense the density of space that your entire face is in? In space. And now, can you become aware of the space that your ears occupy in space? And can you sense the volume of space that your ears are in? In space. That your entire head occupies in space. And can you feel the volume of space that your entire head is in? Space. And now, can you notice the volume of space that the column of your neck occupies in space? And can you become aware of the density of space that your entire neck is in? In space. And now, can you feel the space that your entire upper limbs occupy in space? And can you sense the weight of space that your upper extremities are in? Space. Your shoulders, your arms, to your elbows, the weight of your forearms, the density of your wrists and hands. Can you notice the weight of space that your entire limbs are in? In space. And now, can you notice the space that your entire upper torso occupies in space? The density of space taken up by your chest, your ribs, all the way to your back and shoulder blades, to your shoulders, the space of your heart and lungs. Can you sense the volume of space that your entire upper torso is in? In space. And now, can you feel the volume of space that your entire lower torso occupies in space? Your abdomen to your flanks, your lower ribs, all the way to your lower back and spine. Can you sense the volume of space that your entire lower torso is in? In space. And now, can you feel the perimeter of space that your entire lower extremities occupy in space? From your buttocks to your groin to your thighs. Density of space of your knees, the weight of your shins and calves, all the way to your ankles and feet, down to your tired toes, all the way to the tips. Can you feel the density of space that your entire lower limbs occupy in space. And now, can you notice the space that your entire body occupies in space? From the top of your head to your ears, to your shoulders, breastbone and spine, to the small of your back, tips of your knees, bottoms of your feet and palms of your hands. Can you sense the space around your body in space? And can you notice the volume of space that the space around your body takes up in space? And can you sense the space that space is in? In space. And now, can you sense the space that the entire room occupies in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the room you're in takes up in all of space? And now, can you sense the space that all of space takes up in space? And the volume of space that that space is in. In space. Now, there is a power within you that's giving you life, that wants to leak out, which loves you so much. And when your will matches its will, when your mind matches its mind, when your love for life matches its love for you, it always responds. It will move in you. It will begin to move through you. And it will move all around you. And you will see evidence in your life as a result of your efforts. Be greater than your environment, to be greater than the conditions in your life, to be greater than the feelings that are memorized in your body, to think greater than the body, to be greater than time means that you're tugging on the garment of the divine. Your destiny then is a reflection of a co-creation with a greater mind. We are creators. We are divine. Love yourself enough to do this. There is greatness within you. Now, you cannot go to the future and create a new destiny, holding on to the emotions of the past. What was that emotion that you wanted to unmemorize? Remember what that emotion feels like in your body. Simply recognize what it is that you want to change about yourself. And in sincerity now, what was that familiar state of mind that was driven by that emotion, that attitude, that belief about yourself and your life that no longer supports you? Now it's time to turn to this power within you and introduce yourself to it and tell it what you want to change about yourself. Begin to admit to it who you've been, what you've been hiding. And in your mind now, talk to it. Remember that it is real. This universal mind within you already knows you. It doesn't judge you. It only loves. Can you say to it, universal consciousness within me and all around me, I surrender this condition to you. Give it up. Can you say to it, universal consciousness within me and all around me, I admit to you who I've been, that I truly want to change from this limited state of being. And now, it's time to free the body from the mind, to close the gap between how you appear and who you really are, to liberate your energy. Release your body from the familiar emotional bonds which keep you connected to everything and every place and everyone in your past and present reality. This is the moment to free up your energy. I want you to open your mouth and say that emotion you want to change out loud and liberate it from your being, from your body, as well as your environment. Simply say it now and declare who you no longer want to be. Beautiful. And now it's time to surrender the state of being to a greater mind and ask it to resolve it in a way that is right for you. Can you relinquish control to a greater authority that already has all the answers? Surrender to this infinite mind and understand that this intelligence is absolutely real. It only waits in admiration and willingness. It only responds when you sincerely ask for help. Surrender your limitation an all-knowing intelligence and ask it to resolve it in a way that's just right for you. Simply open the door, give it up, and let it go completely. Let it take your limitation from you. Infinite mind, I give you this emotion. I ask that you take it from me and resolve it into a greater sense of wisdom. Free me from the chains of my past. Now just feel how you would feel if you knew this mind was taking this memorized emotion from you. Let go. Let's make sure that no thought, no behavior, no habit, which causes you to return back to the old self, goes unnoticed by you again. It's time to become so familiar with the old self to make sure, let's become conscious of those unconscious states of mind and body. How did you used to think when you felt that way? What did you say to yourself? What voice did you believe that you no longer want to accept as your reality? Simply observe those thoughts and become familiar with them. Simply observe and remind yourself how you no longer want to think. What thoughts do you no longer want to put your energy behind? Become so familiar with them that they will never go by unnoticed by you again. Begin to separate yourself from those old programs. And how did you behave when you felt that way? How did you speak? Become conscious of those unconscious states to such an extent that they would never go by unchecked by you again? And as you begin to observe the old self, it means you're no longer the program, but the consciousness observing the old you. That's who you really are. Remind yourself who you no longer want to be. How you no longer want to act. What choices were never loving to you? As you begin to observe the old self, you begin to objectify the subjective mind. To begin to observe the program means you are no longer the program. Awareness is your goal. Now once more, I want you to remind yourself who you no longer want to be, how you no longer want to think, how you no longer want to behave, how you no longer want to feel. Just become completely familiar with all aspects of the old personality and just observe it. Firm intention, make a choice to no longer be that person and let the energy of your decision become an experience that is unforgettable and allow it to begin to rewrite the programs. Make the choice. A memorable experience. Now it's time to play the change game and to redirect your consciousness to a new future. I'm going to give you 3 scenarios in your life where you could start to feel like the old self again. And when you do, I want you to say change. In the first situation, I'm going to say change. In the second situation, I want you to say change with me. And in the last situation, I want you to say change by yourself. So this becomes the loudest voice in your head. First, imagine that it's morning and you're in the shower. And as you're getting ready for your day, all of a sudden you notice that familiar feeling just starting to come up. And the moment you notice it, what do? You say change. That's right, you change it. Because living by that survival emotion was never loving to you. And it's no use signaling the same genes in the same way, causing you to head to your genetic destiny. And when you change it, nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. That's right. You control that. Now this time, I want you to play change with me. It's the middle of the day, and you're driving down the road. And suddenly that familiar feeling that drives those familiar thoughts starts to come up. And the moment that you notice that feeling come up, what do? You change. That's right. You change it. Because the rewards of being healthy and happy are so much more important than returning back to the old self. And by the way, living by that emotion has never been loving to you. And every time you change your state, you know that nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together, and you no longer turn on the same genes in the same way. And the old you, biologically, begins to change. And now I want you to play the change game one more time. This time, you say change out loud by yourself. I want you to see yourself. You're getting ready for bed. And as you're pulling the covers back and you start to get in bed, you notice that familiar feeling just starting to come up. And it's tempting you to behave as the old personality. And the moment you notice it, what do? You say change, that's right. Because nerve cells that no longer fire together, no longer wire together. And by you living by that emotion again, means you would be signaling the same genes in the same way. And that's not loving to you. Nobody and nothing is worth it. And you control that. Time to create a new future. It's time to change your energy. It's time to move from the old self to the new self. And what is the greatest expression of yourself that you can be? How would a great person think? What would they say to themselves? How would they act? How would such an individual live? How would he or she love? What does greatness feel like? Can you teach your body emotionally what it feels like to be this ideal? I want you to move into a new state of being. It's time to change your energy and broadcast a whole new electromagnetic signature. When you change your energy, you change your life. So let the thoughts that you're thinking become the experience, and let that experience produce an elevated emotion so that your body begins to emotionally believe that that future you is already living now. Who do you want to be when you open your eyes? And as you signal the body emotionally ahead of the actual event, I want to remind you that you're turning on new genes in new ways, and you're firing and wiring new circuits, creating a new level of mind. Just allow yourself to fall in love with this new ideal. Open your heart and begin to recondition your body to a new mind. And when mind and body are one and physically changed to look like the experience has already happened, you are in a new state of being. So let the inward experience produce an emotion that becomes a mood and then a temperament. And finally, a new personality. You can't get up as the same person who sat down. Move into a new state of being. How would you feel if you were that person? And let those feelings drive your thoughts, motivate your behaviors. You have to feel so much gratitude that your body begins to change ahead of the actual event. And accept that this new ideal is already you. Remember, gratitude means it's already done. Just simply become it. Can you teach your body what it feels like to be empowered? To be free? to be unlimited, to be creative, to be genius, to be divine. Can you teach it what it feels like to have all your needs met? That the universe is in favor of you? What would that feel like? This is who you really are. And once you feel this way, memorize this feeling. This is who you really are. Remember, this new state of being that you're broadcasting a whole new electromagnetic signature that matches the potential that already exists in the quantum field. Simply tune in to your destiny. Now let go and release it into the field for a moment. Just let go and allow a greater mind to begin to execute the details for you. It's not your job to try to create it. It's your job to design it. Just like those piano players who change their brains, and the finger exercisers who change their bodies, we have to rehearse it again. We have to be able to call this up on command. Can you create your new self out of nothing one more time? Come on. Let's fire and wire a new mind and recondition the body to a new emotion and become familiar with this new state of mind and body. Once again, what is the greatest expression of yourself? Pick a potential that already exists in the quantum field and live that future now, and allow yourself to begin to think and feel like this new ideal again. Cultivate a new mind and body and move into a new state of being. And as you change your energy, I want you to remind yourself what you do want to say to yourself. How would you walk? How would you breathe? How would you move? How would you live? What would you feel? Allow yourself to emotionally feel like this new personality, so much so that you begin to move into a new state of being and memorize this feeling. Come on, this is who you really are. Can you broadcast a whole new electromagnetic signature? Open your heart and remember what it feels like to be this future you now. Who do you want to be in your future? And if you can feel it, you're signaling new genes in new ways, changing your body ahead of the environment. Come on, feel empowered one more time. Move into a new state of being. And a new state of being is a new personality. And a new personality creates a new personal reality. Now this is where you create a new destiny. From this elevated state of mind and body, it's time to command matter. You, as the quantum observer, can observe your new destiny. From this state of invincibility, empowerment, inspiration, and joy, I want you to begin to see what that future looks like and bless it with this energy. And because you're creating with your own energy, you are entangled to this future. From this new state of being, form a picture of some event you want to experience and let the images come, and they will become the blueprint of your destiny, of your future. Observe that reality and allow the particles to move from waves of probability to collapse into an event called an experience in your life. Simply concept it, see it, command it, hold it. Align with the greater mind and then move to the next picture. Don't judge it. Don't analyze it. Simply see it as your new destiny. Live that future now and let your energy become entangled to that reality. That future event has to find you because you created it with your own energy. Simply let yourself go and create the future you want with certainty, with trust, with knowingness, and feel connected to something greater. From a state of gratitude, be one with your destiny from this new state of being, and give thanks for a new life, and just feel how you would feel when these things manifest, because living in a state of gratitude is living in a state of receivership. And feel like your prayers are already answered. And when you do, you're broadcasting a signal that your future has already happened. Finally, it's time to turn to that power within you. The giver of life, and ask for a sign in your life today. That if you made contact with it, and you emulated this greater mind as a creator, and that it's been observing your efforts and your intentions, that it should show cause in your life so that you know that it is real, that it exists, and that you have a two-way communication with it. Ask that this sign from the quantum field come in a way that you least expect, that surprises you, and that it leaves no doubt that this new experience has come from this universal mind, so that you're inspired to do it again. I want you to ask it for a sign now.
Yum.
now when you're ready. You can move your awareness back up to a new body in a whole new environment and in a brand new line of time. And when you're ready, you can bring your awareness back up to beta consciousness. Then you may open your eyes.